Genesis chapter 33. Then Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and what he saw was Esau coming, and with him were 400 men. And he divided the children among Leah and Rachel and the two maidservants. And he put the maidservants and their children in front, and Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph behind them. And he crossed over before them, and he bowed down to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and he embraced him, and fell around his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and he said, "Who are these of yours?" And he said, "The children whom God has been so gracious as to give your servant." Then the maidservants approached, they and their children, and they bowed down. Then Leah approached too, with her children, and they bowed down. And after that Joseph and Rachel approached, and they bowed down. And he said, "Who are all this troop of yours which I have met?" And he said, "They are to find grace in the eyes of my Lord." Then Esau said, "I have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." But Jacob said, "No, please, if now I have found grace in your eyes, then take my gift from my hand. For it is because of it that I saw your face as if I saw the face of God when you were pleased with me. Do take my blessing, which has been brought to you, for God has been gracious to me, and because I have everything." And he pressed him, and he accepted it. And he said, "Let us move on and get going, and I will go in front of you." Then he said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are tender, and that the flocks and dairy cattle are with me, and if they overdrive them for just one day, all the flocks will die. Do let my Lord go in front of his servant, and I will proceed at a gentle pace, at the speed of the cattle which are in front of me, and at the speed of the children, until I have come to my Lord in Seir." And Esau said, "Let me station some of the people who are with me with you." And he said, "Why have I found grace in the eyes of my Lord like this?" Then Esau returned on that day, taking the road back to Seir, while Jacob moved to Succoth, and built himself a house there, and he made booths there for his cattle, which is why he called the place Succoth. Then Jacob arrived safely in the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram. And he encamped in front of the city, and he bought a parcel of land where he had pitched his tent, from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 kesitas. And he erected an altar there, and called it El Elohe Israel.